Hello, I'm your host, Adam Brenner, and welcome to the Evonik Minute, your quick bi-weekly podcast for all the important stories, news, and announcements for Evonik's North America region. The date is April 24th, 2025, and on today's episode, President Evonik Mexico, Martin Toscano, talks tariffs in a series of recent media interviews, and Evonik's Roacell is one of the coolest things made in Alabama. Those stories and more coming up in just a minute. First up, President Evonik Mexico, Martin Toscano, sat down for an interview with Germany's ZDF television. With Evonik serving diverse sectors like automotive, aerospace, and personal care, Toscano emphasized the uncertainty many businesses face due to fluctuating tariff announcements and how companies like Evonik can reduce their risk by collaborating closely with business associations and partners.
By being very close to our customers, but as well as companies that we work with along the value chain when it comes to supply chain, transportation, custom clearance processes, it's important to be on top of these topics on both sides of the border and also internally with our colleagues in order to be up to speed with all the latest news and the latest agreements that are to be made in order to mitigate any impact that we may see for our customers. But I think it's a time where it is essential to be closer to our customers in trying to find solutions in order to keep our customer base in Mexico competitive in North America.
In early April, U.S. President Donald Trump announced new reciprocal import tariffs, starting with a minimum 10% levy on many countries. However, Mexico and Canada were exempt from these duties as long as products comply with the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, or USMCA, which requires a specific percentage of regionally made components.
And the companies who are not compliant with this regional content, they either have to change the origin of the raw materials they use for the end products, or they have to simply take over 25% import duty. It is estimated that roughly 50% of that is not necessarily compliant with the USMCA rule of content. When we go to the automotive industry, it is also estimated that around 25% of total exports out of Mexico, either cars or auto parts, 25% is not compliant with the USMCA.
Toscano believes that tariff exemptions for USMCA-compliant products could boost Mexico's nearshoring trend, which involves relocating manufacturing closer to the U.S. Evonik stands to benefit from this shift as customers will seek new solutions and applications to meet USMCA compliance.
So right now, we see an opportunity for companies to do the homework in trying to mitigate that risk of not being compliant with the USMCA, but we will need to validate if we have the best business model in order to satisfy our customers and eventually think about a different setup if needed. But for the time being, I think it is a very good opportunity for Evonik in Mexico and in U.S., as well as in Canada, to further our regional footprint with our customers by being able to supply regional products.
Next, some cool things happening in Alabama. Evonik's Mobile Alabama site recently celebrated the recognition of its Roacell product as a finalist for the Coolest Things Made in Alabama by the Manufacture Alabama Trade Association. This March Madness-style competition culminated in an award ceremony held at the Alabama State Capitol, where Alabama Secretary of Commerce, Ellen McNair, presented awards to the finalists. Roacell is a structural foam that has been integral to aerospace innovation for 50 years. Daniel O'Keefe, the manager of the Roacell unit in Mobile, reflects on the journey of the plant since its inception.
The transformation we have seen in this plant over the last couple of years is insane. When Roacell was first built in Mobile, it was supposed to be this little machine shop. It was a garage. And we're now 24/7 operation. We're now acting like a real plant. And we're seeing how the market that we serve in aerospace is latching onto it. Like, we right now are the drivers for the product in the U.S. And it's all coming out of this one little plant in Mobile.
This growth reflects not only the team's dedication, but also the exciting applications of Roacell. It can be found in airplanes, drones, and has recently been in the development of next-generation composite space launch vehicles in partnership with companies like Firefly Aerospace. And although Roacell ultimately lost the competition to Boeing's missile component, the Patriot Advanced Capability 3 Seeker, reaching the Final Four highlights the innovative capabilities and passion of the Evonik colleagues in Mobile.
So we get to play in this awesome, fun space, making all this really cool product. But then what it gets used for is really cool as well. And I think that's part of why we have such an incredibly passionate team here is they can go home on the weekend and, you know, something's flying through the air and they can go, yeah, I helped work on that.
And that's the news. I'm Adam Brunner. Thank you for spending some time with us today on The Evonik Minute.
Evonik, leading beyond chemistry.